ground has been broken for the construction of another business process outsourcing facility as the government continues with its drive to ramp up the performance of the sector to create jobs and generate economic growth. The planned 150,000-square-foot facility will be constructed in the Portmore Informatics Center in St. Catherine. We tell you more on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. With business process outsourcing tapped to contribute 1% of the government's target of 5% economic growth in 4 years, it should come as no surprise that stakeholders are actively working to expand the sector. In this regard, the Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ, unveiled plans for its latest facility, a 150,000-square-foot facility at the Portmore Informatics Center. The facility is expected to be completed in 1 year, adding an additional 3,000 jobs to the sector. Chairman of the PAJ, Ambassador Nigel Clark, says the facility will be an improvement on existing BPO facilities, having several additional features for staff and stakeholders.
It will include a campus that will cater to all stakeholders, not just a building going up, but the supporting services will be incorporated to ensure that it is a place that people feel comfortable to work and to grow.
Dr. Clark outlines that this latest facility is part of the PAJ's plans to increase its influence in the sector, noting that the authority is responsible for over 50% of the space allocated to BPO in Jamaica.
Projections show that over the next 3 years, the BPO space is projected to grow by over 50%, and the Port Authority is responding to those prospects and keeping pace with rising demand within this outsourcing services sector.
He notes that construction is underway in Montego Bay, St. James, for a 63,000-square-foot BPO facility at the Montego Bay Free Zone. Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the new Portmore facility is another welcomed milestone on the journey to achieve 200,000 BPO jobs by 2020.
It sounds like an enormous target, but having analyzed the problem and discussed with some of the key executives, it's not an impossible target.
Dr. Chang says the increased buy-in from members of the private sector will see the BPO sector moving to 1 million square feet of space under operation by the end of 2017. This expansion, he says, will help increase the sector's rate of growth and move Jamaica several steps forward on the path to achieving its goal of 5% economic growth.
During the course of this year, we are likely to get on the stream between what the agents of government, the Factories Corporation of Jamaica, Port Authority, and several private sector leaders will do. We could be bringing on stream during the course of 2017 over 1 million square foot of space. But you're looking at 20,000 additional jobs.
Mayor of Portmore, Leon Thomas, expressed satisfaction that the new facility will provide employment opportunities within the municipality.
One of the greatest challenges that we have in Portmore is unemployment. And with a center like this coming to create over 3,000 jobs, then who wouldn't be happy today?
Ambassador Clark expressed similar sentiments, adding that Portmore is well suited for increased investment in BPO. He urged private sector interests to take advantage of the area's economic potential.
This represents an ideal opportunity for Portmore, which provides a good foundation for growth within the BPO sector due to a number of factors, including a large dormitory community with an educated population in close proximity to educational institutions and facilities.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness encouraged unemployed Jamaicans to be on the lookout for employment opportunities in the BPO sector, noting that job creation remains a central pillar of his administration.
The aspiration and the ambition to get Jamaicans employed is a serious one, and governments must move with alacrity, speed, determination, and instrumentality to provide employment for our people. Employment is the greatest tool in fighting crime. Employment is the greatest tool in bringing prosperity to our people.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.